There is a new movie coming out today, but unless your computer has a broadband connection and is hooked up to your 103-inch plasma TV, you're probably not going to see it on the big screen, folks. That's because it's only being released on the internet. Good news, it's free. It's Jackass 2.5, and no, it's not My Life Story, as told by noted auteur Allison Stewart. It's the latest
what?
In the
Jackass
2.5,
get
it?
I get you.
Thank you. It's the latest in the run of films by the same folks who brought you Jackass the TV show, where adult adolescents staple sensitive parts of their bodies to each other, snort wasabi, use display model toilets on the showroom floors of hardware superstores during business hours, and generally behave in ways which not only risk horrible injury, but which would land you in eternal detention in the junior high school of life if you were ever fool enough to try them yourselves.
Okay, so I'm about to self-administer an enema.
Classic.
See what I'm saying?
Jackass.
You know, I've never actually watched a Jackass movie.
I have not either,
I'm
but
squeamish.
A lot of people have.
I just don't think it's good to watch other people rack themselves. Anyway, the first two movies gross $79 and $84 million worldwide, respectively, which makes you wonder, how in the world would a movie studio, in this case I believe Paramount, give it away for free on the internet? Joining us now to help explain it is Ben Fritz. He's a technology reporter at Variety. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Explain to us, why would the movie studio give away Jackass on the internet rather than trying to put it in the theaters and make big money, especially during a writer's strike?
Well, sure. The first thing to understand is Jackass 2.5 is not really a full movie. It's not. It's called 2.5 and not 3 for a reason. It's partially partially made up of extra footage they shot during Jackass 2 and partially some new stuff. It's about an hour long. It's the kind of movie that probably would have been released direct to video, not in theaters.
Okay. So in other words, they can't do it in theaters. So why then, let's say they put it on a DVD, which are cheap to produce and you can sell for a lot of money, you would have to guess that the studio would make a lot of money even if all they did was advertise it on the internet and sell the DVDs. Why wouldn't they do that? In other words, have they figured out a way to monetize this thing over the internet?
Well, they're trying to, I guess. And by the way, they are going to release on DVD in a few weeks,
okay.
But it's making its debut on the internet. And the reason is the studios in Hollywood are really trying to figure out how to make money on the internet. They need to experiment and see if they can find growth on the internet because DVD sales are stagnant or falling. In fact, box office is pretty flat. TV ratings are pretty flat. They need to find a new way to make money. So this, I think Paramount and MTV decided this was the perfect movie to start experimenting with.
And what is the experiment? What is where is the cash going to come from, and how is it going to get into the pocket of the Viacom Corporation? What do you know what the strategy is? They put it out there. I don't have to pay for it. I can get it for free. Where is the money for Paramount in this gambit?
Well, the money is coming from Blockbuster, actually, which Blockbuster is another company that wants to experiment on the web. So they made a deal where Blockbuster is exclusively hosting it on the internet for the first week with ads, and Blockbuster paid a few million dollars to Paramount and MTV kind of as an advance against the percentage of any ad revenue they'll make. And then Blockbuster is hoping this will also promote them and everything they're doing on the Internet.
Huh.
And then after that, they'll make more money from selling the DVD and so on.
Okay. Now, one of the disputes in the current writer's strike, which is in week 7, is revenues from Internet stuff like this.
Right.
And I read a blog on Wired.com yesterday that said that the Writers Guild was going to use Jackass 2.5 as evidence against the studios to say, see, you're making money. See, you deny you're making money, but you're making money, so give us some of it. What do you think of that assertion? Will the WGA use Jackass 2.5 against the studios?
I'm sure that they will. I'm sure they'll say, this shows the Internet's increasingly a viable medium for movies. The slight problem is this studios have very specifically picked Jackass 2.5 to experiment with because it doesn't have any credited writers. This is, as you might guess, not a movie that has a really deep plot, a lot of themes going on. Doesn't have any writing, in fact. So they don't have to worry.
No, it's fairly simply understood.
Yes.
They're not going to teach too many college courses about the theory of Jackass 2.5, I don't guess.
I would hope not. So this is a perfect movie to experiment with on the internet because it kind of it avoids that controversy for the time being.
And do you expect that more movies, ones that are written, that do have themes, will be released on the internet, or do you think this is just a flyer, a one-time deal, and a hope by Blockbuster to make some cash?
No, I'm positive that more movies will start debuting on the internet. In fact, Paramount has said they expect to do more in the next year. they certainly will be very low-budget movies like Jackass 2.5, not things of the size and caliber you would expect to see on a big screen.
Yeah.
But they're definitely going to experiment more, and I wouldn't be surprised if after the strike a few of them do have scripts.
Huh, okay. Ben Fritz, technology reporter at Variety. Thanks you very much to you, Ben, for coming on.
Sure.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
You were promised C.W. McCall early, and you got it. God, I love that tune.
Moby picked this as one of our songs he wanted to DJ for the Bryant Park Project. I'm going to quit yapping for a minute. Let us listen to a little more of this fine tune.
We is heading for Bear on I-10, about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Okay, I just discovered something. My husband knows all the words of this song.
Damn straight. We crashed the gate doing 98. I said, let them truckers roll 10-4. Come on. You know about me.
You want to back off them hogs? Good, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting in.
And thus ends another edition of the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We do want to thank Moby very much for creating this fantastic playlist for our show. If you want to see it in its entirety, it's on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park, as well as his commentary on why he picked certain songs.
I want to know why he chose Convoy, which I do love.
Well, you just need to log on to find out. I'm Allison Stewart with my guest co-host, Bill Wolf. Bill, thanks so much for being here today.
Allison, thank you very kindly for having me. It was my esteemed pleasure.
And I'll see you at our home.
I look forward to it.
This is just odd. You're going to come back tomorrow, though, right?
Absolutely.
All right. This has been the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.